Next on the teleconference is Michigan State defensive end Shalique Calhoun. Calhoun has recorded a team-best 8.5 sacks this season and has 11.5 tackles for loss. Shalique, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. If you could give us a quick opening comment, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Man, that was pretty hard. I don't know what to say. That was, I don't know.
Yeah, we can go ahead and just take questions then.
Yeah,
no,
that was a little rough.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Chad Fetzenow with Des Moines Register.
Hey there, Shalique. When you look at Iowa film, is it very similar to what you go against in practice each day at Michigan State?
In a sense, yeah. I think they do a good job of just lining right up, running the ball at you, and wanting to pound the ball with the run game. And I think their offense does pretty much the same thing. You want to pound you with the run game, and then open up the pass and give the pass a better opportunity to be completed.
Sure. How about from what you've seen from C.J. Beathard for Iowa, what is your hope against him? I know he's a little bit banged up. I mean, do you guys feel like you can get to him?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the name that you said.
C.J. Beathard, the quarterback. How important is for you guys to attack him and put pressure on him?
Of course, it's going to be very important for our defense to try to create havoc in the backfield, make him distress and take him out of his comfort zone, because I think with him, that's how the offense runs. He calls the shots, he gets everyone lined up, and pretty much he takes hold of the team. So, I think it's going to be pretty important for us to key in on him and make sure that he's not having his best game.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Shalique, Iowa's obviously had a lot of success rushing the ball this year. When you see that and the holes that offensive line creates, what do you think in terms of what you guys can do to stop that?
Play the defense that we came here to play. Understand that we are a very aggressive defense, and understand that we've been known to stop the run, and that's something that we have to focus on this week and really take it upon ourselves as a defensive line first off, because it starts up front to close those gaps, and then for the backers to understand that they need to come downhill and, close the gaps, also fill in where it's needed. But their offensive line is really big, big guys, big maulers will really push you off the ball and keep their feet moving. And their back, you have to get them down. He's one of those back that's going to want to run you over. And, anything that's standing in his way is pretty much a target to him. So the biggest thing is making sure that we close those gaps, make sure it starts up front, and getting their back down.
And obviously the other side of the ball, but how does Connor Cook's personality help your team and your offense, do you think?
I think he does a great job of just making sure the team stays focused, the offense, runs steady, and then also producing points. He's done a great job over the season producing points. Not only him, of course, the rest of our offensive line, our tailbacks and our receivers have contributed to those points, but I think that kind of does a good job of getting everyone in order, understanding what the defense has aligned, checking to a different call if need be, understanding where the blitz is coming from, and offensive line also helps with that too. So I think that kind of just does a great job of making sure that everyone's on their toes and that they're light out there at the same time. No one's too stressed and everyone's just understanding that it's the game of football and we're just out here having fun.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Shalique. Just want to ask you, you guys went through some adversity this year with all the injuries in particular. And just what was Coach D'Antonio like for you guys throughout the regular season as you guys tried to kind of piece it together? What was he like this year? Anything different than you'd seen?
No, he's been the same, honestly. He definitely harps on, it's going to be adverse situations, but it's how you fight back through these adverse situations. And I think that we have a lot of depth at offensive line, defensive line, receivers. There's a lot of young guys that have been stepping up over the course of the season. It just shows that, we have trust in them, and also they have trust in themselves. And, we have the ability to do, great things, even with, people who would be considered our backups. We count ourselves, we tell like the twos that you're not twos, you're ones, because you're going to play just as much as the two, just as much as the ones do. And we need you just as much as, we need them. So just understand that everyone's important in this, in the defense and the offense and special teams, regardless of, if you're a starter or not. But I think he's had a steady head, keeping us pushing forward and making sure that everyone understands that our goals are still ahead of us. So, you know, just keep pushing and great things will happen.
And has it been kind of gratifying to win the way you guys have with, like you said, kind of a lot of people had to contribute this year and not just, you know, the starters?
Yeah, in a sense, I like that, you know, everyone had the opportunity to get in there, make plays, and understand that they're truly needed, you know, because I know from the course of a season when you're not a starter and you're not playing much, you get the idea of, you know, you're not really wanted. And, you know, I think this season was great for a lot of young players to understand that, you know, we're going to need you. You know, you never know when your time's going to be called. So, you know, always be on your toes and understand that you're a great contributor to this team. And regardless if it's offense, defense, and, you know, as I would say, the most important play is special teams.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Shalit, speaking of special teams, your coach has pulled a lot of trick plays teams over the years. As a defender, that's putting a lot of pressure on you if they don't work. What does that say about the way your coaching staff feels about you defensively that, you know, he's willing to go for it or go for a fake punt or whatever in your own territory because he has that much faith in you?
Honestly, I think it speaks volumes about, you know, our faith and not only in our coach for, you know, defense, but also for the special teams. You know, he wouldn't call it if he didn't believe it'll work. And for the most part, you know, all the plays would have worked if it was just little small tweaks that, you know, people missed a block or something like that. So it just speaks volumes about how he believes in our special teams units. And also he understands that, you know, as a defense, we understand it's a sudden change situation. So we're ready to get out there. We're ready to, you know, that's one of our goals on our hit sheet. So we don't mind it. You know, we love being out there playing with each other and understand that we're having fun, you know. So even in those type of situations, it's not a time to, you know, get down and be like, man, it didn't work. It's like, hey, man, it's another opportunity for us to go out here, get a pick, get a sack, or even get a fourth down stop. So, you know, we just look forward to those moments.
2 years ago when you played at Iowa, you were up 6 points going into the fourth quarter, and there was a fake punt that Sadler ran, I think, for 20 yards or whatever it was. Do you recall that play and the impact it had on you in that game?
Yeah, I definitely do remember. I mean, we get pretty excited about, you know, any fake play on any special teams, even if it's offense is a trick play on offense. We get pretty excited when it actually works because it just shows that hard work and practice is finally laying over into the game because, you know, it's not often where you see trick play actually ran in the game in too many games. So when it's actually run and it's run to a tee, you get pretty excited. And I'm pretty sure that I was standing up and hooting and hollering.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Graham Pouch with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Shalik, sorry about that. I asked Jack Allen about this. The dislike that's built over time of Michigan or Ohio State and the rivalry that's there and the importance of having that going into a game, does it matter? And did it help you? And then when you face an Iowa, can you build that within a week, and do you need it?
Michigan, I'm sorry, I missed the first
one. What I mean is when you face a rival that's in state or it's Ohio State, you guys have had recent battles with and a lot of emotional games with, and so there's a natural rivalry built up, a natural dislike perhaps for them. And then you face Iowa, a team that you don't have that history with as much. Yeah, do you need to build that up? Is it different? And how do you get that?
Not at all. I mean, for the players, you know, pretty much you need to understand that you're playing for a championship. You know, and this is a huge part of our season. Each and every game is very important to us. So, going out there and building up that emotion, I don't think that'll be tough at all. You know, and we played Iowa. You know, we have a 7-year book on Iowa. You know, we've competed against those guys, and they've been great competitors. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that this is another goal that we're trying to obtain as a team. And, you know, Iowa is another team that, you know, we have to face that's in the way. So it's either, you know, win or lose, and we want to win as Spartans.
We've got time for one last question.
And our final question comes from the line of Mike Griffith with MLife Media Group.
Hey, Shalik, you guys have, I know you've played in every Big Ten stadium and won in every Big Ten stadium. How would you compare Lucas Oil Stadium, that environment? What are some maybe nuances or things you remember about that stadium that sets it apart from the other Big Ten stadiums?
It's funny you mentioned that. I was just speaking with the freshmen and telling them how different it is and how, you know, you get in there, you get this sense of, you know, just excitement because it's an opportunity that you would expect to come year by year back to back, and you're like, man, we'll make it back here again. But it's you know, things happen and you never get to go back again, or you get to go back at once every 3 years. You know, there's not too many people that's fortunate enough to make it to the Big Ten Championship 3 times in 5 years. So, you know, I think the lights, you know, they shine brighter, of course. it smells amazing. You know, it smells like, you know, the game of football. And then above all else, man, you just love that turf field. You know, when you first walk out there, you feel like the world is on your shoulders, and right now you're Superman, you know what I mean?
Well, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you down in Indy.
All right, sounds good.